is a News 1130 special report.
A federal carbon tax has been introduced by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Starting in 2018, a carbon price of $10 per ton will be introduced on polluters, rising to $50 per ton in 2022. Now, the tax was announced as debate began in the House of Commons today on whether Canada should ratify the Paris Accord on climate change.
We are joined live now on the phone by Jordan Bateman with the BC branch of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. Jordan, we appreciate you taking the time. So already, Saskatchewan's premier has come out calling this a stunning display of disrespect to provinces and territories. I imagine you're not in favor of this as well.
No, we're not. And the reason why is we here in British Columbia, of course, have had a front row seat for the carbon tax for several years now. And the truth is, the carbon tax doesn't work. Emissions are higher than they were when we brought in the carbon tax, and the economy has not outperformed our neighbors. In fact, grown slower than some of our neighbors. So we've sacrificed economic growth for a very little emission gain. And the bottom line is, Canada, only about 1.5% of the world's emissions come from Canada. It really does not matter what we do when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions. It only matters what the United States and China does.
And do you believe that this, given, as you said, we've had a front row seat here in BC to the carbon tax, that with this new federal tax, will it be of particular strain on people in BC? Is this sort of a double whammy in a sense?
Well, what it means is that, you know, Premier Clark a couple of weeks ago announced that she wasn't going to increase the carbon tax, partly because, you know, no other Canadian province has brought one in, but also because many of the markets that we compete in don't have it. So, you know, if you run a business or rely on a business that works with, you know, or buys stuff from an American company or Asian companies, we're in trouble because we're going to continue to make Canada less competitive internationally, which will end up costing us trade and jobs. So, you know, it's not quite as bad in BC as other places, but only because we've been suffering for longer. So hardly a stunning reason to go out and celebrate tonight. More taxes on the way.
Jordan, how do you expect this will affect families here in BC?
Well, nationally, the figure is incredible. It's it's about $2,300 per family across the country. In BC, it won't be quite as much, and there's two reasons why. First of all, we're lucky because our power sources are generally cleaner than elsewhere. So we don't use a lot of coal here, but we use natural gas. We use hydroelectric dams. Those generally, of course, cleaner. But there's so much devil in the details, right? And we don't really produce any gasoline here or any oil. So, you know, will Alberta be paying the carbon tax on their oil production? Will we be paying it more of it at the pump here? These are all questions that that have to be dealt with. And that's why it's kind of shocking that Trudeau just announced this unilaterally without getting the provinces on board for some kind of deal on it.
So do you feel carbon taxes are at all effective in curbing carbon emissions?
No, carbon taxes have proven not to be effective. The BC's greenhouse gas emissions have gone up 5%. In fact, the only time BC's carbon emissions have gone down is when we were in the recession. So the only time that greenhouse gases are reduced in Canada are when we hit bad economic times and people lose their jobs. That's hardly a comfort to anyone. And remember, again, 1.5% of the world's carbon emissions come from Canada. You're basically trying to empty a swimming pool with an eyedropper by bringing in this tax.
Thank you, Jordan. We have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Jordan Bateman, the BC Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation.